gentlemen, we bring you America's latest fashion plate, the Beau Brummel of Beverly Hills.
Hi, this is Keith, your host at the Retro Radio Podcast.
And don't forget the Retro Bots. I'm Jill.
I'm Tom.
And I'm David.
The Internet's best-kept secret source of your favorite old-time radio shows is the place where
new tech
meets old tech and likes it.
Wouldn't you say so, Peavy?
Well, I wouldn't say so.
Yeah. Always family-friendly. Always good, clean fun.
Wait, I do not require a statement of policy.
Yes, sir. What's the theory?
Please do stop by the webpage at retro-otr.com.
Sure. I got a feeling it won't take long.
And leave us a comment or drop us an email. We'd love to hear from you.
You really mean that, Bob?
Welcome to the Retro Radio Podcast. Today's feature will be from the Dumb and Runnin' Theater, It Comes Up Mud, from July 31st, 1949. Now, here's Keith.
Hey out there, everybody. This is Keith. And have we already, you've already introduced it?
Yes, the show is Dumb and Runnin', It Comes Up Mud.
Good. Then I can just keep on talking, because I have a few things to say about the webpage and some OTR stuff in general. For people who are fans of Lemon Abner, and I'm definitely a fan of Lemon Abner, that's probably why there's so many of them on the page in the podcast. If you visit retro-otr.com and check out the Lemon Abner channel. Anyway, I don't want to talk about that. What I want to talk about is a special new thing that the National Lemon Abner Society is endorsing. It is a cartoon strip of Lemon Abner, and you can see an actual Lemon Abner cartoon if you visit the Arkansas Daily News, I think it is. What's that URL, David?
firstarkansasnews.net/lum-and-abner.
That's it.
firstarkansasnews.net.
And you just add /lum-and-abner. Now that's the word and, I'm sorry, that's the word and spelled out. That's not an and sign. Use that URL /lum-and-abner. And you will see the listing of cartoon strips that are being put together by Donald Pitchford. Donald Pitchford is the artist, the cartoonist, and the person behind those cartoons. He's also the president of the National Lemon Abner Society. And a special note to those people out there who are blind OTR fans, or just for anybody who wants to listen, next to each cartoon, there is a link that says Listen. And if you click that, you will hear that cartoon being acted out, complete with background music and sound effects. It is very cool. And I hope other newspapers around the globe will pick up on this and include an audio track with their cartoons, because that is just so awesome. And if you enjoy Lemon Abner, and if you want to have it carried in your very own newspaper, there are links right there on that page where you can contact the editor, you can contact Donald Pitchford himself, and you can see how you can possibly get your local newspaper to carry that strip. Something that I think OTR fans and any fans of cartoon would really love. It's good, clean fun, good, clean humor. And I just can't say enough about it. So I'm going to stop saying stuff about it. Just go visit. Enjoy. All right. Moving on to stuff more closer to home. I am going to be out of town for a full week, the week right after Father's Day. However, I do have a lot of stuff in the hopper, so the web page should keep on going on in automatic mode. And I hope there's no glitches with that, but we'll find out as the time rolls by. And another thing with that webpage is somebody had mentioned to me not long ago about, is there a way to download a batch of shows all at one time? And the answer is a yes and no. No, you really can't. It's a podcast. Every show is put out separately. To download each show, you click on each download link, and you can either download it for future use, or you can listen to it on the spot, however you choose. But you can't download a batch of them just by going to the webpage and surfing around. However, if you use a podcatcher, like iTunes or Juice, or I think there's one called RAV, which is a very good one, by the way. I use one called, it's just called Podcatcher, amazingly. And plus, I check it with my telephone, my cell phone sometimes. A lot of the smartphones have podcatching stuff built into them. So however you use that, a podcatcher will normally visit whatever the site that you put into it, and it'll check and say, hey, is there any new shows? And if your site says, nope, you got the latest one, then that doesn't do anything. And if your podcatcher goes and it says, hey, web page, do you have any new shows? And it says, yeah, here's one, or two, or three, or however many, then it'll give them to you. Now, a lot of times iTunes will only give you the last one. And so web pages like mine, where there could be three or four or five shows on any given day, it will just give you the last one when it checks it, but you should be able to still download the rest of them in a batch. And there's usually a setting that says download all the shows instead of download the latest show. So you'd have to check your podcatcher to see how that setting works. But that's really the only way you can download a batch, is just to let your podcatcher grab them automatically. I was trying to work on something like that, but for me to do a batch of shows, I'd have to keep a zip archive of stuff, and as much server space as I do have, I don't have that much to become an archive service. And honestly, if you want to archive, visit archive.org and do a search for, say, Lone Ranger. And you will find they currently have at least two, might be three, but I'm pretty sure it's two archives. And you'll get about, I think it's 100, I want to say 170, but it might only be about 120 shows between the two archives. You'll notice, if you look at my Lone Ranger channel, for example, I have shows on there that aren't in that archive, because I'm a longtime listener to good old Dennis Humphrey. If you don't know who Dennis Humphrey is, you need to find out, because he is a king of OTR podcasting. You can look for Radio Memories. I think it's radiomemories.com, or Google it, and you'll find a whole plethora of old-time radio channels there. And that's where I get some of those old Lone Ranger shows. And there's other sources. There's another webpage I have trouble with sometimes because of the format of the audio. And, of course, you can always go to places like OTRCat, which I don't have any affiliation with and don't know a lot about, or places like, I think it's Tim's OTR. And there's usually archives where you can buy CDs. So if you're looking for a batch of stuff, that's how you do it. You look for the archives and you look for those CDs for sale. And I don't offer CDs for sale. There doesn't seem to be a demand for that for me, and that's just as well, because I don't have the stuff to really make them be professional. If you was to get a CD for me, it would just be something I burned off of my hard drive, honestly. And anyway, I think that's all I got, and I've been talking for an awful long time, so take it away, RetroBots. Either way, have a good show. I'll end up, I know you'll enjoy it.
Now for our featured presentation.
Damon Runyon Theater. Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, the comedy masterpiece, It Comes Up Mud. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. One season, I am in Hialeah trying to turn a few bobs by outguessing the minds of some horses, when I run into Little Alfie and Miss Beulah Beauregard. Now, this story does not end with that meeting. In fact, before it is over, it includes a millionaire by the name of Paul Devere, a horse by the name of Last Hope, and the most peculiar ride in history. And how this all comes about, I will tell you in a minute.
To the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, It Comes Up Mud.
Like I am saying, I am in Hialeah for the racing season when I run into Little Alfie and his ever-loving fiancée, Miss Beulah Beauregard. Now, Little Alfie owns two horses that are strictly caterpillar. One is called Governor Hicks, and the other is called Last Hope. They are Alfie's pride and joy. Although, to tell the truth, and I think I will, the chances they will win a race are a slightly insane dream. But Alfie dreams, and Miss Beulah Beauregard tells him what she thinks in no uncertain terms one night when we are sitting in Alfie's hotel room.
I'm telling you, Alfie, it is me or the horses.
Now, Beulah, baby.
Don't baby me. For 5 years, you baby me this and baby me that. And it ends up the same. I go to work.
Well, I get you nice jobs. Broadway, I ask
Do
you.
Do not. This is a war out of my territory.
I'll ask you, Broadway.
Please, Beulah, I cannot make exceptions.
Never mind. I'll tell you anyway. I've been engaged to Alfie for 5 years. He tells me I'll lead the life of Riley.
I do not tell you which Riley. There are lots of Rileys. Some live better than others.
You know what he does this afternoon, Broadway?
Make me guess.
He hocks the engagement ring he gives me. He hocks it.
I need the scratch to enter Last Hope in a race. Broadway, I wish to tell you something. Here I am working night and day to make something of my horses. And what does she do? I ask you, Broadway, what does she do?
I will ask her and find out.
I will tell you. This afternoon, I see her kissing Paul Devere behind a hibiscus bush at the paddock. She knows I cannot stand hibiscus.
Mr. Devere is a very wealthy man. He wants to marry me.
Ah.
Oh, you think I'm not good enough for him?
Who says that?
You did. Have you know I come from a proud old southern family?
If I hear that again, I will die.
At last you make some sense.
Beulah, how can you say that?
It comes easy.
Well, I guess I will go.
No, Broadway, I am not finished. Someday she will be sorry. Someday when Last Hope wins the Kentucky Derby.
What? Now, Alfie.
You do not believe it either. Last Hope will win. Especially if it comes up mud. He is born to run in the mud and he...
Somebody is at the door.
It is my date, Mr. Paul Devere.
What? You ask him to come here? Take you out from under my very nose?
I do.
You are setting a bad example to all fiancés.
Mr. Devere wishes in.
I'll thank you to be polite to my friend.
Ah, good evening, Beulah. Ready?
I certainly am, Mr. Devere.
Please, please, it's Paul.
Please come in, Paul. I believe you know my friend, Alfie.
Oh, yes, yes. How are you?
I am never worse. I hope you are the same.
What?
And this is Broadway.
How do you do?
Good, sometimes.
Well, shall we go, Paul?
Yes, how would the Blue Heron Club suit you?
Just fine. Just fine. She will like it. In fact, she once worked there, displaying her shape.
You shut up.
Say, what is all this?
I will tell you, Mr. Paul Devere. I will tell you in two words. You viper.
What the devil's the matter with you?
I wish I could challenge you to a duel.
Well, are you crazy?
Don't pay any attention to him, Paul.
Mr. DeVere.
What?
Take this.
Why, you little... You.
Paul, don't!
But he reached up and hit me.
Mr. DeVere, put up your dukes.
Alfie, do not be foolish. This is ridiculous. Why, do you think I'd fight you?
Come on.
Alfie, consider ourselves apart from now on. Come on, Paul.
All right, Bueller. As for you, Alfie, I'll think of some way to make you very uncomfortable.
Why are some guys always holding up the wrong end? I never do anything bad to anybody in my whole life.
Forget it now, Alfie. Maybe things are not as bad as they seem.
No, maybe not. Listen, Broadway. I ain't the last hope in the Kentucky Derby.
I know, but you...
Broadway, I tell you that everybody will look at me different when Last Hope wins. Especially if it comes up mud.
Well, I know, and everybody else knows, that Last Hope cannot walk a mile and a quarter, which is the Derby distance, let alone run so far. But little Alfie believes that Last Hope is just born to eat mud. Well, it comes up the next day, and I am having something to eat with little Alfie, when who comes up but Captain Hay, the Pinkerton in charge of gendarmes at the track.
Well, Broadway, how are you?
First rate.
You a good friend of Alfie's?
I am his friend, yes. What?
Well, tell him something for me, will you?
Tell him? But here he is.
Oh, yeah. So he is.
Yeah, you are a wise guy, Duhane.
Now, you be.
Meaning what?
You know a guy named Paul DeVere?
That does it. I now have no appetite.
There are lots of things that you don't have, Alta. And one of them is a welcome sign in this town.
Huh?
We'll thank you to leave.
Look, I am a citizen.
A nut of Miami.
There is a law against my being here?
There is a law against punching people in the snoot. And it seems that you did that to Mr. DeVere.
So, you are arresting me for that?
No, but Mr. DeVere packs some weight. And it horrifies us to think that you punched him.
You mean I got to go because he makes it hot for me?
That's right. And also there's another matter. Your horse.
What about my horse?
Governor Hicks. He dropped in third in a race the other day.
Well?
And the stewards at the track consider it practically supernatural that any horse that you own even finishes a race.
Look, I know nothing at all about that firecracker that explodes under him.
Well, maybe not. But I know this. Please leave Miami.
This is prosecution.
Not yet. But it might turn into it. Now, it's just 1:30. At 3:30, I expect to see the other side of you toward Miami and going away.
Have a heart, Cap. I do not have a nickel. I am here to drum up a stake so I can get to Kentucky for the Derby.
Hmm? Why?
I have got a horse named Last Hope.
All you've got's imagination. Now remember, Alfie, 2 hours.
Please, Cap. I hit the DeVere citizen because he takes my fiancée away from me. You blame me for that.
Alfie, I got my orders. They stand just like you heard. Now, don't make it tough on me. So long.
Yeah, what's the use? Sometimes I look in the mirror and wish I see somebody else. Anybody else.
This is a tough break, Alfie.
Yeah. Anyway, the Derby's coming up. And I hope Mud is, too. Come on, let's find Bueller.
But she is very scarce. In fact, she is invisible. But she leaves a note that says she breaks her engagement with Alfie and accepts an invitation from Mr. Paul DeVere to be his guest at his hunting lodge up in Georgia at a big party he throws. When Alfie gets this news, he sits down on a bale of hay and just looks at me before he says,
Broadway, she is the only thing I got in the world except for my 2 horses. I am alone and broke.
Oh, there is still the Derby, Alfie, and Last Hope.
If it comes up mud, It is no use.
Why not? You always say that last hope is born to eat mud.
I do not have a nickel. You?
No, or I would let you have it.
Yeah, I know. And there is nobody who will stake me.
Yeah, things are very bad for the rest of the citizens, too.
How will I get to Kentucky? It is no good having a horse in Florida if you wish to race him in Kentucky.
There is quite a bit of truth in that.
I have got to get to Kentucky.
But how?
Maybe hitchhike.
With two horses?
Oh, that's right. It would be awkward.
Look, it is only late in February. Maybe by the time Derby Day rolls around, you will have some scratch.
From where? Broadway, I guess I am just naturally unlucky. I guess I...
You think of something, Alfie?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I just think of something very good.
How to get some scratch?
No, how to get to Kentucky. And get you there, too.
Me?
You wish to see Last Hope win the Derby.
Well, I wish to see some horse do it.
Then I have got the answer. And it will not cost us a single bob.
I do not like riding underneath Pullman car.
Not that. But you will ride, and so will I.
How?
We will ride my horses.
Well, from Florida to Kentucky?
Why not?
I can think of a million reasons. But the only one that seems logical right now is the fact that I never am on a horse in my life.
Look, it is quite a piece to Kentucky.
There it is.
By the time we get there, you will be a fine rider.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
Why should I go with you?
I have got to have company. I hate to think of that long, lonely ride all alone.
Do not think about it. Just do it. Without me.
I got no friends. None at all.
You have got no friends that ride horses.
Please, Broadway. Please.
No, Alfie.
Look at me.
Why?
I ask you as a personal friend, please ride with me. You are all I got now. Bueller walks out on me. I am run out from Miami.
Alfie, please, do not talk like this.
You will see the whole countryside.
I do not wish to see it from a horse.
You are my friend?
Yes.
Then do it.
No, Alfie.
All right. I will ride alone. I will get lost in the piney woods. And you will remember how I asked you to go with me, and you will think that I would be alive today if you act like a friend. You will stand at my grave and look down at me and remember how I asked you with tears in my eyes to be my guest, and you turned me down. You cannot face the boys in Mindy's ever again because I am dead. Dead in the piney woods.
Are you through talking, Albie?
I am too.
Where are the horses? So, there I am. Alfie talks me into riding horseback with him from Florida to Kentucky. And this makes little Alfie more than somewhat happy, because although he likes to talk to his horses, he likes an occasional answer. Now, it is when we get about 90 miles north of Jacksonville that something happens. And what that is, I will tell you in a minute.
And now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, It Comes Up Mud. We are someplace in southern Georgia. I am beginning to regret my actions very much, especially since we neglect to pick up some saddles. I am riding Governor Hicks, and little Alfie is up on Last Hope.
Yes, sir, Broadway. If it comes up mud for the Derby, I certainly am going to show a few parties certain things. What?
I say nothing. I am shifting my position to get a better deal from Governor Hicks.
Oh, yes, sir. I will build a home. You ever own a house, Broadway?
No. And if I ever do, it will be one without chairs. It will have to be.
I will build a big house. Maybe 4 or 5 rooms.
Before you build the house, where are we?
I see a signpost back at Peace that says Jacksonville is 90 miles south.
So we are in Georgia.
Yeah, that is Beulah's home state. Her father owns a very large plantation where he raises cotton and things. She comes from a proud old southern family.
Look, Alfie, it is late afternoon. Why do we not stop for the night?
Here?
I do not care, as long as it is off Governor Hicks.
Sure. Hey, look up ahead, Broadway.
What?
There is a house.
A house? I think houses have roofs.
It is a place to stay. Come on. My goodness, but this certainly is a terrible place.
I wonder where they keep the ghosts.
Howdy there, boys. You come to see me?
We are glad to see anybody.
My name's Simpson. Them your horses?
And mine.
Nice looking critter.
Look, Mr. Simpson, we are wondering if we could put up for the night here.
Got any money?
No.
Too bad.
We will send you some when we get some.
Emil.
Well, reckon how I can turn down two strangers. Come on inside. Oh, darn it, I forgot to buy oil again. Make yourselves at home. Well, that's that. Don't need no oil now.
It can get very drafty in here.
Shh. Just make yourselves to home, boys. I'll dig up a little refreshment.
Alfie, let us get out of here.
We will spend the night here and then push on.
If we are able.
I don't see much of people back this way. Kind of off the track.
Excuse me, but what is that you are pulling?
Skimmings.
Skimmings?
Yep. Made from pure sugar cane. Here you are.
Hey, thanks. Smells sweet.
Yep.
You live here alone?
Nope. My daughter lives here with me. Well, here's a look at it.
Hey, if it is all the same, I will pass this one.
If Broadway, you cannot insult him. Drink it.
Go ahead. Stuff's good for you. Gives energy.
I can use it. It is not bad. A little sweet, but...
Yeah, don't worry. If you ain't used to it, you kind of lose your voice for a couple of seconds, but it'll come back.
I think the soles of my shoes are on fire.
Oh, whose horses are those in the yard?
Well. Beulah.
And sure enough, it is Beulah. I and Alfie are more than somewhat surprised to see the daughter of a proud old southern family in that place. But it turns out this is her plantation that she always talks about. Well, it is maybe an hour later that we are alone with Beulah, and she is saying...
All that talk about my family and plantation was just talk.
Never mind, Beulah. It is all right with me.
Beulah...
What, Broadway?
What becomes of Mr. Paul DeVere? Well?
Mr. Paul DeVere is out of my life. He is no gentleman.
Aha.
I had to cool him off by bouncing a jar of cold cream off of his head.
That seems effective.
Then why do you not come back to me, Beulah?
Oh, Alfie. I was a fool for leaving you. I didn't realize until... I didn't realize what you meant to me. Alfie, will you forgive me?
Forgive you? Why, there is nothing to forgive. Look, Beulah, I got Last Hope with me. I am taking him to the Derby, and he is going to win it.
Does it ever occur to you that Last Hope might not win?
Broadway, he will win, if it comes up mud.
So, for the next weeks, we are guests at the old plantation. I never see anything like what Alfie does. He hitches Governor Hicks to a plow and then gets behind it himself and works hard. He is a pretty fair plower at that. And all the while, he works with Last Hope, training him. And I have to admit that Last Hope shapes up better than I think he will. He fats up nicely, and his legs look very good. Then, it comes up one night about 2 weeks before Derby Day. Up to this time, the weather is fair and clear. But this night, the skies open up and all the water this side of Niagara Falls starts to come down. We are sitting in the cabin, Alfie fixes the roof and puts back the door so we are fairly comfortable. Then Alfie says...
Listen to it. Listen to it. Oh, your beautiful rain. Broadway, Churchill Downs will be like a plate of borscht.
But this is Georgia. It is hard to tell what is happening in Kentucky.
Well, yesterday I talked to the weatherman at Tillinghast. He tells me that this is a general rain, and storms are moving north.
But will it last?
Sure, this time of the year it always lasts.
Anybody want some skimmings? No thanks. How much will you win on the Derby, Alfie?
$50,000. $50,000.
We can have a great big old plantation.
Maybe some foxhounds, huh?
All you want, Pop, and foxes to go with them.
Silver foxes?
Sure, sure, and we'll have...
Hey, somebody at the door.
On a night like this, he must be a good swimmer. That is not doing the door any good.
I will answer it.
I'm sorry to disturb you, but... You, Mr. Paul Devere, and you,
Mr. Devere.
Shut the door!
Mr. Devere, I will thank you to leave our plantation.
You will leave and I will not thank you.
No, no, just a moment, please. It's very important.
Pull up a chair, stranger. Have some skimming.
Yeah, give him some.
Look, I haven't time. I've got to get to Tillinghast to catch the Orange Blossom Express to Atlanta. I've got to catch a plane.
Who is stopping you?
Well, my car went into a ditch down the road. Please, any one I can borrow by, I'll pay anything for it.
I'm sorry, we don't keep a car.
No. No car?
We're going to buy 4 or 5 after Derby Day.
Well, I must be in New York by tomorrow morning.
I say that for weeks, but here I am.
Please, lend me a horse and a buggy, anything.
Got no buggy, either.
Why do you have to be in New York, Mr. DeVere?
Well, I... Look, if I'm not there tomorrow morning at 10 to replace some money in my firm, I'll lose every cent I've got in the world, maybe go to jail.
Well, Mr. DeVere, that certainly is the right place for you.
Please, I apologize for everything, but I must get to Tillinghast to catch that express.
There is no way.
Look, I saw 2 horses in the shed as I came up the path. Lend me one of them.
What? Those are racehorses, especially Last Hope.
Good, I can ride. Just lend me the horse.
Wait a minute. Nothing doing.
I'll pay you.
Wait. What time does the Orange Blossom Express get into Tillinghast?
10:05.
10:05? Why, it is 10 now. You don't have a chance.
Well, I can try. I don't want to go to jail.
Let me see. The distance that Tillinghast from here is a mile and a quarter.
Derby distance.
And it comes up mud. Broadway, you see? Now we will know for sure.
What are you talking about? Will you lend me the horse or not?
You weigh maybe 160. That is practically a brick house for a racehorse to have on his back.
Alfie, what are you thinking?
A trial run. If Last Hope makes it in good time, we will keep it quiet and we will make a million on Derby Day.
Do I get the horse or not?
We have got no saddle.
I don't care. Just lend me the horse. Look, it's 10:01 now.
That is 4 minutes to make the train.
Come on, Mr. DeVere. You are going to ride.
The shed, and Mr. Paul DeVere gets up on Last Hope. It is just 2 minutes after 10. He has got 3 minutes to make the train. Then, the last we see of him, he is flying down the road with Last Hope churning up the mud and Mr. Paul DeVere screaming into the thunder and lightning. Then we go back to the house and wait. It finally comes up morning, and the rain is slacked off enough for us to get to Tillinghast. The first thing Alfie does is run to the depot, but I, Beulah, and Pop go to a shed where we see Last Hope standing. And there, the scene is as follows.
Look at his left front leg.
There's something wrong with it.
Looks to me like a bowed tendon.
What does that mean?
I think it means that Last Hope will never run again. Not in a race.
Oh, poor Alfie.
Hey, everybody, listen. Broadway, Beulah, Pop.
Alfie, there is something...
Wait. Mr. DeVere makes the train last night with 57 seconds to spare.
Alfie.
I asked the station master, and he tells me. And look, I got it here on paper. Last Hope makes the 1.25 in 2:03. You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, Alfie.
Look, even if the clock in the station is wrong, Last Hope does the 1.25 in record time in mud. Last Hope, you are wonderful. Well, what is the matter with all of you?
Alfie, I think maybe you better take a look at Last Hope's leg. The left front.
His leg? The tendon.
Yeah, a bone tendon, Alfie.
Oh, no.
not my baby.
Alfie, it's all right. I love you, Alfie. I don't need a car or a plantation.
Oh, sure not. We got all we need.
Poor Last Hope. You, all of you don't know it, but I tell him how he will walk in the winner's circle with a big flower horseshoe around his neck. And his picture will be in the papers. It is all right, baby. It comes up, Mud. And you do all right. Yeah. You do all right.
Well, we get Last Hope back to Beulah's ancestral home. Alfie says he will stay, and the last I see of him is when he marries Beulah. I get back to New York, one way or another. Now, this is not the end of the story, because the payoff comes maybe a year later. And what it is, I will tell you in a minute. See a citizen who is strangely familiar. He is all dressed up in fancy riding clothes. He comes over to me and says,
"Hello, Broadway."
What? Alfie!
Cigar, Broadway?
No, thanks.
You are looking well.
And so are you, Alfie. In fact, you are looking very well.
Well, thank you, sir.
What is this southern accent?
I only use it when I am on my plantation.
Your what? Since when do you have one?
Mr. Paul DeVere is a good guy, Broadway. You know what he does? He sends me a check for 50 grand.
A real one? One that can be cashed?
Sure. Good as wheat in the bin. He is very grateful that Last Hope keeps him out of jail and sends me the check in the amount of what I win on the derby if Last Hope wins.
Well. And now look at you.
Uh-huh.
And Last Hope, what about him?
Oh, he is retired. And I make quite a bit of scratch showing him off to people who wish to see the horse that makes a mile and a quarter in 203.
And what about you, Alfie? You do all right otherwise?
Oh, sure. I am a farmer now. I expect a good crop this year. A good crop of cotton. Especially if it comes up mud.
And so ends the famous Damon Runyon story, It Comes Up Mud. Listen in again next week for the Damon Runyon Theater. Runyon Theater with John Brown as Broadway is directed by Richard Sandville, and the story is adapted for radio by Russell Hughes. Vern Carstensen is in charge of production. This is a Mayfair production.
Presented by the Retro Radio Podcast, retro-otr.com.
Sit down and stay a while.
Okay. Well, guess I'll run along now.